Police response to racial profiling. It is imperative for law enforcement to respond to claims of racial profiling by officers in the department in order to ensure that innocent individuals are not harassed because of their racial or ethnic backgrounds. To discourage racial profiling, law enforcement agencies must consider aspects such as ways to deal with criminals in the system and promote professionalism, in addition to identifying and fixing institutional practices that contribute to the problem of racial profiling. There are several solutions. One of them deals with recruitment and hiring. Law enforcement should hire only those people who it believes can police in an unbiased way. However, what about establishing a police workforce that reflects the racial demographics of the community the agency serves? This leads to the issue of affirmative action in hiring policies in the criminal justice system. The Civil Rights Act of 1972 changed the way police departments are staffed and the way officers are recruited. The act prohibits discrimination in hiring based on gender, race, and religious orientation. In over 30 years since this act, more women and minorities are in policing. However, the demographics of the police departments are not representative of the cities they serve. Most police departments are about 90% male and about 77% Caucasian. It must be noted that most police departments have only a few officers, and those affirmative action policies are not only to create equal opportunities, but also to mandate police departments to take extra steps to hire minorities.